The Book of Proverbs from the New American Bible. Introduction. The Value of Wisdom. Chapter 1. Purpose of the Proverbs of Solomon. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. That men may appreciate wisdom and discipline, may understand words of intelligence, may receive training in wise conduct, in what is right, just, and honest. That resourcefulness may be imparted to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man, by hearing them, will advance in learning. An intelligent man will gain sound guidance, that he may comprehend proverb and parable, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Wisdom and instruction fools despise. The path of the wicked, greed and violence. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and reject not your mother's teaching. A graceful diadem will they be for your head, a torque for your neck. My son, should sinners entice you and say, "Come along with us, let us lie in wait for the honest man, let us, unprovoked, set a trap for the innocent. Let us swallow them up, as the netherworld does, alive, in the prime of life, like those who go down to the pit. All kinds of precious wealth shall we gain. We shall fill our houses with booty. Cast in your lot with us. We shall all have one purse. My son, walk not in the way with them. Hold back your foot from their path. For their feet run to evil. They hasten to shed blood. It is in vain that a net is spread before the eyes of any bird. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They set a trap for their own lives. This is the fate of everyone greedy of loot. Unlawful gain takes away the life of him who acquires it." Wisdom in person gives warning. Wisdom cries aloud in the street. In the open squares, she raises her voice. Down the crowded ways, she calls out. At the city gates, she utters her words. "How long, you simple ones, will you love inanity? How long will you turn away at my reproof? Lo, I will pour out to you my spirit. I will acquaint you with my words. Because I called and you refused, I extended my hand and no one took notice. Because you disdained all my counsel and my reproof you ignored, I in turn will laugh at your doom. I will mock when terror overtakes you. When terror comes upon you like a storm, and your doom approaches like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish befall you. Then they call me, but I answer not. They seek me, but find me not. Because they hated knowledge, and chose not the fear of the Lord. They ignored my counsel, they spurned all my reproof, and in their arrogance they preferred arrogance, and like fools they hated knowledge. Now they must eat the fruit of their own way, and with their own devices be glutted. For the self-will of the simple kills them, the smugness of fools destroys them. But he who obeys me dwells in security, in peace, without fear of harm.